Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job, and I'm here with Vic at VWeb and Jack at Jack Not John. And today we're talking about women's soccer. That's right, folks. You never thought you'd hear me utter those words, but the women's soccer team is on fire, crushing opponents, and we can't wait to talk about them in the World Cup. From there, we're heading into the New York Yankees. They are really, really heating up, smashing records. We'll talk about that. And then an already incredibly dramatic NBA offseason that, strangely, they have not given away any awards yet, but we're going to touch on that. But first, as always, we're going to talk about our weekends. Boys, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Caught some rays. I looked to my right on Saturday afternoon. I had you by my side, and I looked to the other side, and I had Vic cuddling up with my French bulldog. A little too close for my liking, but
hump season.
But Vic and I are sitting on the couch, and we're both fighting for my dog's love. And Vic must have slipped a little peanut butter on his nuts or something, because my dog just went right up to him. I mean, you dirty, dirty man.
That's what it always is. My dog always runs up to my mom, and my mom's like, oh, he loves
peanut
me
butter
the most.
On her nuts.
No, it's because she feeds him duck treats. She feeds him treats that we don't feed him. So, of course, he's going to love her the most. I'm sorry, Mom. I know you're going to listen. Didn't mean to be rude. But I'm just saying, if you give him duck treats, he's going to love you. He's a dog.
So it's that old saying, you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want a glass of milk.
What a book and what a reference.
Is that from Ratatouille?
That's what I do.
No, that's from If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yeah.
You don't remember the second? What was the second one called? If you give a
moose a muffin.
Moose a muffin.
But I don't know what the second line is there. Is he going to want a glass of milk also?
No, moose.
Does everybody just want milk in the end?
He's going to want a cow.
Mooses don't drink milk.
It's meese.
It is meese.
I told you it's meese.
But that's if you give meese's cookies.
It's funny you were saying.
That's a lot of cookies. that's a ton of cookies.
When you were saying we were fighting for your dog's love, I thought you were going to come in with the fact that we fought over what movie we were going to watch, and then everybody fell asleep within 5 minutes. So we wasted probably 30 minutes of movie time just
not the first
a movie.
Time. Big Adam Sandler weekend, by the way. Murder Mystery. That was funny.
Yeah.
You guys always throw on movies. I never know what they are. You always fall asleep. I end up watching the next hour, and they're always scary or depressing. And this Adam Sandler movie that I had never seen, what was the name of it?
Punch Drunk Love.
Had never seen it. I see Adam Sandler, I'm like, oh my God, this is great. I'm going to be cracking up. He's so depressed.
It's a PTA.
It's a Paul Thomas.
This isn't like a Happy Madison film. This isn't like Happy Gilmore or anything.
Who watches Adam Sandler not in Happy Gilmore?
I like to see him. I like when he's a method actor. He really embraces a unique role.
It is very sad.
He really tests his limits.
I had to go to bed.
I fell asleep and you guys all left me.
That's how sad it was. I had to go to sleep.
That's good.
But we also hit the golf course, and I'm just going to let you guys know that I beat Jack to my left for the first time in my life. Sad to admit that I have never beat him before, but I'm letting you know, I beat him. Anything to say for yourself?
And we were on a team, and we got spanked.
Yes, there is no I in team. We lost 8. We probably lost 17 of 18 holes.
We lost. We won the first hole. I parred the first, and that was about it.
Yes.
There's
nothing better than losing money to friends, close family and close friends, because you don't have to pay.
Blood relatives. Brothers. Band of brothers.
We lost
big time. We got out there. Vic walked the course.
I walked because they refused to give us a third card.
You guys know how it works. I didn't mind
the exercise. Yeah, Vic, I did mind when the three of us tried to squeeze into one card together.
And it wasn't just Ben's one time.
Yeah, Ben's got one leg hanging off the side. He's like, what's someone come? Oh, it's probably that handlebar just riding up my ass.
Right up my ass. Still hurts. Killing.
Is that what that massive bruise on your right thigh is?
Yeah, that's from
shit.
That was from something else.
Right in the keister.
But then yesterday we all reconvened. We were with each other for about 36 hours out by the shore, and then we reconvened, played some ball. Congrats to Ben and his team of misfits on a bronze medal in the third division yesterday. Shout out to you. Good job.
Thank you very much. Yep. Honestly, We were blindsided. We played four games in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden came up against some really, really huge guys. This was a predominantly Jewish tournament. We were playing against kids that were 5'6", 5'7". All of a sudden, 6'11", 7 feet, I got dunked on. Yep. They had four guys. This is a 3-on-3 tournament. They had four guys.
And a coach.
They were subbing, and they had a coach. You saw the coach?
If anyone needs a visual.
The coach was 6'10".
It's a team of bus drivers, by the way. They're unionized.
The coach looked like the guy from, what's his name from?
Punch Drunk Love.
No, bobsled team. We have a bobsled team.
That's messed up, dude.
It's not even close.
Yes, it is close.
I don't see how.
John Candy was the coach.
The coach looked like John Candy.
No, that was like the owner. They had an owner. And anyone needs a visual, just picture the Monstars against Toon Squad.
He compared that guy to John Candy.
He was.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Shit, dude.
It is R.I.P.
But yeah, so Ben goes up against the Monstars. We're all rooting for them, and then they just ran out of gas, and we hit the brunch spread upstairs. Beautiful spread.
Unbelievable. All
courtesy of Big Vision. It was a great day down in Basketball City. Lovely. Love what they done with the place.
It was fantastic.
And there was also a women's soccer tournament going on at the same time at Big Vision. And that was a lot of fun to watch as well. And it got us all hyped for today's match, which Victor reminded us of, was, what was it, the play-in game or something?
Today was the round of 16 against Spain, the elimination stage. Our girls whipped ass in the group stage.
But they were tested.
They were tested.
For the first time, they didn't
go into the half with a lead. It was 1-1. And because they had such a quick breeze going through the group stage, everyone figured, hey, when they face adversity, what's going to happen? This is a team that's been dominant for the last 20 years. They won the last title, and they were faced with it today. They came back, hit a couple big penalties. Shout out Megan Rapinoe, and we're on to the quarterfinals, baby.
Just to give you an idea of how dominant this team was in the group stage, 18-0. That was the difference in goals. 18-0.
18-0.
18-0. How many games is it? Three? Four?
Three.
Wow. That's 6-0 a game.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
insane. Well, one of them was 13.
Largely in part to the Thailand
13-0.
Game. And
13-0?
Welcome, Ben.
Holy shit. Have we been living under a rock?
Living under a rock. No, I'm kidding.
This is the time to be a proud American.
USA.
And Alex Morgan had 5 goals in that one game.
Jesus Christ. You guys did your research right before
this. What research? I've been watching. I've been staying. I even put all my watches, my phones. They're all on French time. I'm completely on French time. It's morning for me.
Is it in France?
Why do you think I'm eating avocado toast right now? It's morning for me, big guy.
Why do you think I got a bottle of wine here with my cigarette and our baguettes?
Why do you think he's putting maple syrup in his hair?
Pepe Le Pew.
There you go. And they're playing France this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, they're playing France.
They're playing the host country.
In the quarters.
Quarterfinals, 3 p.m.
I'm amped.
You're amped?
I'm amped. And you could find us at, Vic, where are we going to be watching the game? What's that bar called?
Which one? Dempsey's?
Insert bar here.
And find every American taking off work early to watch a team they haven't been following for the last 4 years.
Bold statement. I'll be settled in the office.
Yeah.
I'll be watching on a laptop.
I feel bad for the folks out west. They got to check out at noon. You know, this is just not.
That's great.
Why do you feel bad for them?
That's great.
It's even better.
Yeah, I don't even
imagine
know what
being
I'm
on
saying.
The West Coast.
I want those extra
stay
three
home the whole day.
I want those extra 3 hours of work. I really want those extra 3 hours of work.
It's pretty insane that we just it's just like normal to take off work and go watch soccer when it's the World Cup.
You have to share your patriotism.
It's normal. It is.
Really?
Yeah, the bars are packed. Unless those are people that don't have jobs.
I think they're doing that on just regular Wednesdays too.
You think that's just people that like normally would be home but now are like, ah, you know what? I'll just go to a bar.
I'll meet a friend at a bar.
Camaraderie.
I'll meet a friend who works. He might be taking off. Who knows?
It could be. So does Abby Wambach still play or is she retired?
She's out, Ben.
She's out.
But we got Megan Rapinoe, Carly Lloyd, Alex Morgan.
Shout out to Abby Wambach, though. The only women's soccer player that I've really ever loved. She was just incredible.
And you know what, Ben? You're a gentle looking fella. I think she might have loved you back.
Me too.
I think so too.
Abby, shout out to Abby.
Abby Wambach.
What a great woman. Philanthropist.
You're not even going to mention Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain. What are we doing here,
Victor? We get it. You know a lot.
Do you remember
about
how exhilarating the '90s were in the early 2000s?
Yeah,
I'm more of an early mid '80s guy.
God, you don't remember women's soccer in the 70s? What are you, nuts?
Dude, they were pretty good. It was just us and Japan.
Well, we are on fucking fire, as the boys have been saying. But not only in women's soccer, also in the Bronx. The New York Yankees. Vic, what did they do today? They've
now tied the MLB record. It's 27 games in a row with a home run. Doesn't matter who it is on the team. It can be anybody.
People, home runs are good things.
Home runs are good things.
Yeah.
And they've tied. The Philadelphia Phillies did it in 2002.
Ooh, was that Ryan Howard?
No. Way before? I don't even know who they had on the team back then. They weren't even making the playoffs.
Not way before.
They must have had some. It was. Howard's like
06. Was Chase Utley?
Yeah. No, Ryan Howard was like 2000. No, that
was right before that wave. I don't even know who was on that team.
I don't know
how they did it.
I'll tell you. 2002 was.
You're not going to get
Yeah. Okay, so back to the Yankees. Tonight.
So it's 27 games in a row.
Yes. And
who knows how much longer it could go for.
And courtesy of Aaron Hicks.
Is that
Hicks.
Bad or good? Is that a jinx?
No, the door is wide open.
It's a reverse jinx.
He meant to say, who knows how long it could go on.
Vic, your tone there was like.
It could be 28.
You're a Bo
It could
Sox
be 48.
Fan.
It could this be 3. This all comes back to my Emrata theory.
Fine.
It's a lot of coulds and ifs. You never know where it's going
to
go.
But shout out to Aaron Hicks. Absolute bomb to right field today to tie the record. The Yankees are on fire, but there's nothing that the league can do about it. This is the Yankees that we know. We scoop up players. We scoop up the best home run hitters. We have short porches to right field and left field. And we shoot dingers out of the park. Giancarlo Stanton back from the DL. Didi Gregorius back from the DL.
Everybody's coming back.
And the Yankees were on fire before everybody won the team.
I mean, we had guys from the single A team that were playing and that are still starting in the lineup. It's unbelievable.
I mean, we're sending guys like Clem Frazier down. I mean, how stacked could we be?
Dude, it's endless. And this is the farm system that has been developed since the last 4, 5, 6 years. They've just been bringing guys up. We used to be the big, let's cut a check, Steinbrenner way. Rest in peace again.
Now it's a combo.
Now it's a combo.
Still that.
It's still
that. Two-headed monster.
Yeah, it's
two-headed
insane.
Monster. Judge is back now.
Stanton hit his first home run tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good sign.
And they got the third best record in baseball. It's no longer that we're vying for the wild card. We are in the front lead for the division, and I hope that we don't have to play in that stupid play-in game.
Watch out, Rays. We're coming to Montreal.
That's right. Oh, I can't even believe
watch
I was thinking
out.
About that. Apparently, it's not even possible for like another 5 years.
There's also no direct flight from Tampa to Montreal. Yeah. So what is it? They're splitting home games?
The theory is that they would play half of their home games
at
in
the Bell
Tampa.
Center. Yep,
The Bell Center. They don't have that
right
in place
right where the Habs
yet.
Play.
They don't have that in place. That's a hockey arena.
You're damn right it is. They play on ice.
They would play starting in June, basically. They would have all their games in Montreal.
Miracle on ice.
No, Disney on ice.
Disney on ice.
you just have the Rays dressed
who do they
up
have,
figure like, skating.
Evan Longoria, is he still there?
No. The Rays are
Chris
just.
Chris Palmer?
The Rays are
not
so
there.
Impressive
Shit.
Because you don't know anyone on their team. They have the lowest payroll in baseball.
And they have just
what about
found
the Marlins?
A way. No. The Tampa Bay Rays. Have the lowest payroll in baseball, and they start relievers. They pitch for 3 innings, and they found a way to win baseball games, and I think they're 20 games over 500.
We call it a farm system.
And they have the second lowest attendance per game.
Well, who's the lowest?
I don't even know.
Probably the Marlins.
I think it's Cincinnati. Oh, no, it could be the Marlins.
Shame on you, dude.
Great American ballpark.
Cincinnati, they're a staple of America's pastime.
They are. Shout out to Cincinnati.
But speaking of
Ben, you've actually done time in Cincinnati.
I have. I've had a couple of business meetings out in Cincinnati.
Yeah. How's what do you eat over there?
I
feel like you're still on
actually,
like.
Actually, it's interesting that you asked me what I ate over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. What did you eat?
The only I had one meal and it was in the airport.
I feel like they eat a lot of hoagies.
I had a cup of chili.
Cup of chili. That was my next guess.
But that is very me. Speaking of chili,
I'm sweaty. I'm full on sweaty.
I think I should talk about JG Melons. We were out to eat like a couple of weeks ago. We all had a couple of we go to JG Melons for burgers, and some of us get chili. And I decided
we all
you
got
know,
chili
because you know it's keto season. You have meats. You have no bread. I'm like, all right, I'm going to start out with a cup of chili. Then I'm going to get two burgers, no bun. But that wasn't enough for me. Give me a bowl of chili to cap. Off the order. Chili, two burgers, more chili. So that's what I ate in Cincinnati.
Yeah, we could talk chili, but you know what kind of food I'm going to wonder what they're eating? This weekend, we've got what they're calling the London Series. For the past, I think, 3 months, as crazy as that sounds, they've been building a field in London Stadium where West Ham plays. It's a team in the
what is
EPL.
That? Is that O2 Arena? Is
That's
that
not
Wembley?
O2 Arena. It's just London Stadium.
Really?
And because a soccer stadium, you can't just throw in a baseball field the way they
it's
do.
It's a little tough.
The way they do it, the NFL,
Johnny,
the MLB.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but like a diamond might not fit into like a rectangle. Am I right with that? Like you have the
it's
rectangle.
That old saying,
the,
you can't fit a circle into a square.
Exactly. It's shapes, people.
Is that so they've an old been, saying?
It is an old saying.
Think it's an old saying.
No, I mean, the circle goes around the edges.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm saying that was one of those games that you played when you went to the therapist's office. Yeah,
and they're
just,
like, hey, are you a moron?
Are you a moron?
That was it. Are you a moron? No.
At the bottom in all caps, are you a moron?
Not everybody had this. Did you have this?
It's not are you smarter than a fifth grader. It's are you a moron?
Are you a moron?
Fit the square into the square.
Have you put it in the square?
Yeah.
And if you say that you can't do it, you're not a moron. If you keep just smashing it in,
then you've got anger problems or you're on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So it's two games.
Yeah.
It's Yankees.
Back to London.
It's your favorite rivalry on a new ground. It's Yankees, Red Sox, London. They're going to be serving some local treats. No, they are. They're going to be doing
chips.
That. They're going to be doing your Cracker Jacks.
How about bratwurst?
Apparently in London, or any soccer games,
food.
There's no by-the-seat concession. Like a guy going, here, peanuts, get
I
your
like
Cracker
that.
Jacks.
I like that. It's
beer
a,
here,
it's
beer
a little
here.
More high class
they don't have
than
that over
it's
there.
It's a little more high class.
So they're introducing that, and today they actually
They're introducing the seat concession this weekend?
You're damn right they
and
are.
And we're not there?
We're not there. You can still get tickets at a steep price of £1,000 a ticket.
Plus the flight.
I actually haven't looked for the third-party sellers yet, but
plus.
And then
the
today
flight.
They actually taught people how to sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," and they're doing great.
Where are they teaching this?
I don't know. There was some video at ESPN. There's a bunch of they called them volunteers. I don't know. I guess they're getting
what?
Free. I guess they're getting a free seat.
That must
to the
be
game.
Some British word. What is a volunteer?
I don't know.
Jesus,
it just means Christ. Let me mooch and get a free seat. So they're teaching them how to sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"
with a conductor.
For some reason, when they get to the end, when it's and it's one. Too, and like they all just stop and they don't understand what's going on.
Furry strikes you out at the old ball game.
Bum, bum, bum.
By the way, they're getting very into it over there.
It's not going to be. It's not really much of a rivalry anymore, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah,
why? Because we're so good.
Yeah, the Boston Red Sox really just ate shit this year.
Well, the year ain't over yet. We're only
it's more,
eight games
it's more
up.
About the Orioles. Fuck you, Orioles.
This is
Baltimore. We're coming for you.
At least right now, it's a two-headed monster. It's the Rays and the Yankees.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Red Sox are really nowhere to be found.
See you Rays fans at the Bell Center.
Yeah.
This Saturday, 3:30. Bring your mitts.
You know, the next time when they're at an owner's meeting, MLB, and they say, well, where should we place them? I got an idea. Hockey arena. Like that would be you? That would be you?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make
Yankees
sure.
Yankees on ice, that thing will sell out. You're telling me you wouldn't buy tickets to Yankees on ice.
Yankees on ice.
I would.
Almost as good as Disney on ice.
Speaking of Disney on ice, did anybody see Toy Story 4 this weekend?
I have not had
raise
the chance
hand.
Yet.
Raise your hand if you did. Raise it high.
My hand's raised.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, yes, you, sir, in the front row.
The greatest movie of all time. You've seen Shawshank Redemption.
You've seen
it's got
seven
nothing.
Movies.
Four. By the
Toy
everyone,
Story
there's
1,
there's a long running
Toy Story
list.
2,
and Punch Drunk
Toy
Love.
Story 3, and Toy Story 4. And Toy Story 4, oof, does that take the cake? I cried, I laughed. I won't say much more. But I
mean,
cried.
I mean, is everybody still in it?
Everybody's in it.
Is the dinosaur in it?
Of course he is. But I don't want to dive too deep into Toy Story, but really, what an amazing movie.
Well, I gotta go see it then.
You really have to. But before I pass out, because I'm getting a little lightheaded. Oh, my God. Jack, help me. Help me.
Ben, you're really starting to shrink.
Somebody get a medic.
Somebody get a sponge.
You get the sponge.
We have to talk about the NBA. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Women's soccer, baseball, Toy Story. We have to
Ben,
talk
get
about
some sugars
NBA.
In you. Have some
and
peanut
oh
M&Ms.
God. And I thought I was traumatic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank God.
And this is after a massage.
Well, it happened. It finally happened. The Knicks didn't screw it up.
Nope.
Maple Mamba, RJ Barrett, welcome to the Big Apple. We're happy to have you.
Wait, I thought we were excited about Brazdeikis.
I mean,
I am
excited
about Brazdeikis.
Him too, welcome to the Big
Who's
Apple.
Who's the other
from
guy
Canada.
We got? RJ Barrett?
By the way, they're both Canadian.
Love it.
Shout out to Canada.
Again.
Oh, my God.
Literally,
Canada's a huge part of Toy Story 4. Not to go back, I'm not kidding. When you see it, you guys will know. A main character is Canadian.
You know, you asked for no spoilers, and they just keep coming. I don't understand. We told you no spoilers.
You know how many people live in Canada? We did this weekend. This was one of the big topics that we touched upon this weekend. You know how many people live in Canada?
4.6 million.
I didn't say on the square block. I said in the country of Canada.
Yeah, how many people live in the country of Canada?
30 million.
You thought it was 40?
There are 400 million Americans.
By the way, maybe I'm confusing. Who's 4.6 million?
Ben.
Is that Manhattan?
No, hold on. Ben, you live in Manhattan. Manhattan is part of New York City. New York City is part of New York State. And New York State is one of the 50 states.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I can point it out on a map if
you
like.
That is so sad that I said, Four million people in all of Canada. Jesus. Well, one of them, or I guess two of them, RJ Barrett, Brazdeikis, New York Knicks. What a time to be a Knicks fan. Things are looking up.
Things are looking up, but I think we could all admit after hearing the news today that the Nets are now the odds-on favorite to land Durant, which means Kyrie's going with him. It's probably a little better to be a Brooklyn Nets fan.
No, I mean, it's fun. Now we get to root for two guys in the NBA to never walk on the court again. Kristaps Porzingis, I hope that every single time he steps foot on the court, he tears something. And Kevin Durant, if he goes to the Brooklyn Nets, I hope every single time he steps on the court, he tears something.
It is so different, but it would really be a blow. I mean, I already spent a couple $100 on this authentic jersey. It's stitched and it's perfectly stitched. It says Durant in nice letters and like 35 in New York Knicks, you know? And I'm going to have to sell it. I'm going to have to sell it to a Nets fan.
What's Vic going to do about the tattoo on his ass?
I'm upset.
I'm getting it changed. It's now going to be the picture of Brazdeikis and Barrett in the window at Joe's Pizza.
Oh, I like that.
You know, that's going to be my thing. It's going to go up to the back, actually. It's going to look great. The guy gave me a great visual this week. It may go down to the thigh. It's a whole big thing.
You're going to have the whole scene. You're going to have the whole square block. It was Carmine Street, the original. Oh, you might even get the popsicle stand on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's actually gone now.
Oh, no,
the pop bar's there. They got rid of the crepe place. Nothing can stay in that place.
And maybe we'll even get the gelato Grom on the other side of the street. Wow, we could really make this a painting.
You're just going to go down all of my legs.
I might go on your back.
You got to get the cage across the street. You got to get the little park. Sweetgreen's across the road.
You know what? Maybe so Ben doesn't forget where he lives. We'll just put the whole map of New York on your fucking ass.
And then just write population.
We're going to go up your back.
Dude, who knows? We may hit the whole West Village.
That is some fucking canvas you've got there, dude.
But it was a great draft. It really was. What a body. You know, most people, they just, you know, they get a tattoo and they try and hide the me. I'm like, let's show this puppy off to the world.
Vic's going to be wearing assless chaps all summer.
Wow. Thanks.
Haven't heard that in a while.
God.
Assless chaps.
Speaking of assless chaps, Zion Williamson.
Okay.
A.K.A. Booger McFarland.
A.K.A. Booger McFarland.
Other than that, like, let's get into the whole Zion thing, but the Pels did a really good job, and David Griffin is only, like, with each day, you're just seeing this guy dominate the AD deal. I mean, even besides Zion, he locked down Jackson Hayes. I like Nikhil Alexander-Walker at 17 out of Virginia Tech.
Three first-rounders.
They did a really good job, and they got rid of that Solomon Hill contract with the Hawks deal, which was a good deal for the Hawks as well. I think they were the big winners of the night as well. But David Griffin just continuing to show that Dan Gilbert was a fucking idiot for ever firing him.
And they got all of that for somebody who didn't want to play for them. That's what it is. It's like everybody's like, oh, my God, the Lakers have Anthony Davis. The Lakers just traded away every asset they had for somebody who is leaving next year because LeBron is on such a short timeline.
It's a classic Melo deal.
Now.
By the way, it's the Melo deal.
These deals ruin franchises. What's going to happen to the Lakers?
This one was actually funny because going into draft night, they had, I think, six players on their roster.
Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
Six. You can't even.
There's
no one there. Well, first of all, Pelinka is getting highly scrutinized because he totally screwed up how the hell they're going to allocate more money to get another guy to come and help them.
And the timing of the deal.
The timing of the deal. Nothing's finalized until July. That's why every trade in the draft is proposed or talking or rights because it's never finalized.
But they gave the rights of deciding the date of the deal to David Griffin. So right. he's going to pull the trigger on July 6th instead of July 31st, which would have saved them almost $8 million.
It's crazy. Griffin totally it's unbelievable.
And don't forget, the guy's been there for, what, 2 months? I mean, he wasn't there at the end of the year. He's new. This is fresh blood. He was hired right before the lottery. And he's continuing to dominate, as he did with LeBron in Cleveland, getting them their lone NBA championship, their Larry O.B. But, there were a couple other winners of the evening.
Quickly, I just realized Andre Ingram is probably going to be a Laker this year. No?
Well, they have to do another 10-day contract.
They got to send him to the Bulls, do a 10-day contract, call him out.
What
does this guy need to do?
They got to get a film crew. They got to show him getting off a bus in some random city in Idaho. And then they tell him, hey, you're coming back to the Lakers.
You can only come to the Lakers if you do a documentary about teaching math.
You got
to
do your time. You got to do your time.
That guy has done everything. He's proved himself in the league. Remember that game? Yes. He had like 25.
That was a one-off game.
By the way,
how do you know he played one game?
Has he gone full gray?
He's old. He's on his last
one. What we call a silver fox. John.
I know, but he was almost silver fox 2 years ago, and he's got to be full gray right now.
He's on his last
one. He could use Clyde Frazier's Real Man of Genius.
I mean, just going down this list, another winner, really, the Celtics sort of swooped in.
By the way, I love that, Vic.
They got Romeo Langford, the pride of Indiana.
A little tidbit on Romeo Langford. The guy was a top six recruit out of a high school in Indiana last year, decided to stay home. He just had a disappointing college year. He's got the prototypical NBA body. He's a proven scorer. The one knock is that he's probably playing behind Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but he's a really good prospect.
I actually think that Romeo Langford sucks. I watched him this year. I'm just saying.
I mean, how many Indiana basketball games did you watch?
I watched a lot of Indiana basketball games.
What is a lot? Lockerbie 2, Lockerbie 20.
I watched at least 7.
Dude, get a fucking life.
I watched both Michigan State games.
Watching irrelevant Big Ten basketball.
No, seriously.
Get a fucking life.
I watched a lot of college ball this year.
Why are you watching a below average Big Ten team?
He was scouting for the Celtics. Brad Stevens has got him on the payroll.
Nice, Brad. Good hire.
I knew that we were making a podcast, and I had to talk about how Romeo Langford underperformed. The real winner of the Celtics draft. Drum roll, please.
Don't even do it. He wasn't even
drafted. He wasn't even drafted.
Here we go.
Taco Fall, baby. Oh, 7'6", Brother Burrito Stand, legend in Beantown.
He's really big.
He can dunk standing.
He could dunk sitting.
But the other guy the Celtics got, Carson Edwards.
Yeah.
If you remember the run Purdue had.
They got him?
Yeah.
Wow.
The 76ers traded him. It was the third pick in the second round. The Celtics did work. And for a team that had, I guess they were in the position that the Pelicans were in this year where they had like 8 draft picks or whatever it was. And they just kept stocking up. That's how they have all these young guys. That's how you build a core. The Kings have done it. The Pellies are now doing it. It seems like the Celtics are just going to repeat. I don't know if they can do exactly what they did. And they got to figure some stuff out.
I think it's like a semi-reset button over in Boston. You still got pillar. You still got your pillars. Your foundation. But you're going to build on that. And I don't think the whole Al Horford leaving thing is that bad because he's old.
No, you're going to have to give him. He was a focal part.
He was, but if Kyrie's leaving, you're not going to be a contender right now. Build on what you have. You could still be like an above average team in the East. And you do what they're doing. You build in the draft, and they're going to sign a good free agent. And go along with that. But a couple other winners. I really like what the Cleveland Cavaliers did. You take the best player available in Garland at 5. I think you just got to do that. Even though you're pairing him up with Sexton, you got to take the best player available. This guy's more Trae Young. Sexton isn't a real scorer. Garland has really ridiculous range, a la Trae Young. And getting Kevin Porter at 30 is insane.
And don't forget Dylan Windler.
They got Windler. Three first-rounders, huh?
Your boy out of Belmont.
I love Dylan Windler. But Kevin Porter at 30 is just an incredible pick.
And that was another trade.
That and the Nazir Little pick, those are like the two biggest sleepers. I mean, Kevin Porter was nasty, and he played the 7th most minutes on the USC Pac-12 team. Like, He's playing in the back. He's dominating, and he's not even getting time. I think that was a back injury. Correct me if I'm wrong, Slick.
It might have been. But the other team I want to give credit, the Wizards. They got my boy Rui Hachimura. They didn't even wait till the 10th pick. They got him at 9. And they also took a guy I loved watching the entire tournament, Admiral Schofield. Had a great career at Tennessee. You know, one of those guys that in the beginning, probably before the college season started, was like pre-lottery, top 20. He dropped 2. I don't even know what they took him over. They took him 42nd overall, trade from the Sixers. Two great. There's something I love about guys who do well in college under great coaches, Rick Barnes, Mark Few. You get to the NBA.
I like that. Grit and grind. Grit and grind.
Build a foundation.
By the way, how many fucking trades could the Sixers make in the draft? Dude. I mean, this team has unlimited assets.
Unlimited.
And they don't have a roster cap. I swear. The Sixers are able to take 25 guys on their team. It's not fair.
That's another team that canned someone in the front office. Let's not forget Sam Hankey.
Do you have any teams that really shit the bed? Because I've got one in my head that I just like want to take a dump on.
I don't have anybody that shat the bed, but quick shout out to Jordan Poole, who I didn't think was amazing in college, but clearly is amazing because the Warriors don't strike out on 3-point shooters. They must see something in him that he feels like. I don't know if you saw the post draft interview where he's like, I'm the third splash brother. I'm coming in.
I love it.
I'm draining
threes. I love the confidence.
No, but they must have seen something in him.
Well, they saw that shot that he just drilled at the buzzer to send Michigan.
That was two years ago against Houston.
He's clutch, but I'm saying he didn't have a good enough college career that I would have personally expected him to go in the first round.
I probably would have gotten Kevin Porter if I'm them. Just get a guy who's going to put the ball in the hoop more. But yeah, you get your guy. And that's what they do there. I mean, Klay Thompson's going to be out a majority of the year. You pair him up with Steph Curry. The thing about what the Warriors are doing is these draft picks are expected to come in and, like, instantly produce. I think it's obvious at this point. We'll know maybe this time next week, hopefully, where Durant lands. But a lot of these guys that are being drafted, especially with the Warriors, are expected to just produce out of the gate. But one of my big losers on the night, I think the Phoenix Suns, once again, just did a terrible fucking job. Cam Johnson is not the 11th pick in the NBA draft. It's Dragan Bender all over again.
Yeah. And he was projected to go 30.
There's no reason that you're reaching.
I don't know how you jump from 30 to 11.
And it was exemplified by Kobe White's expression. When they asked his teammate, when they said to his teammate, they're like, Cam Johnson just went 11. He literally He looked stoned out of his mind. What?
He was stoned out of his mind.
What? Cam went. What?
He was high on life.
11?
By the way, he definitely thought Nazir Little would be picked before Cam Johnson, and I don't even. I'm willing to say that wholeheartedly. Nazir Little is going to be a better pro than Cam Johnson.
You know who Cam Johnson is? You guys are going to yell at me, but I think that Cam Johnson is a modern version of like a Michael Doliak, a guy that just
Troy Murphy.
It's not
worse rebound. He hits three, fine. Troy Murphy.
Michael Doliak?
Cam Johnson could score the ball.
Cam Johnson's a shooter. Doliak hit the occasional, we're going to give you this 15-footer because we don't know who the hell you are.
but this team has needed a point guard for 3 years. Yeah, they got Ty Jerome late, but just get your guy. What are you doing getting Cam Johnson? Also, they traded the pick for Dario Saric. Getting the same guy.
It was a horrible draft for the Suns.
Don't trade the pick. A fucking point guard.
The only team that did worse is the Detroit Pistons.
No, I.
What did they do?
I can't Dembouya's even tell you. I can't nice. Even tell you who they got.
Suka Dembouya.
Oh, that's your boy.
No, he's good.
Oh, he's the one from France.
Yeah.
He's played professional for 6 years already.
Great. If you played anywhere on any court with Frank Ntilikina, you are absolute trash. The French team, Tony Parker. Shout out to Tony Parker. I'm so happy.
What about Yamahimi?
I don't even know why you're going to drag Tony Parker.
Why? Because
I'm saying, I'm
smearing
after Tony,
the good name
We might want to take a trip to south of France one summer. Don't
one
crap
summer. I'm getting on the next flight out
take
tomorrow.
This back. Fine grapes, good wine.
I take none of this back. The Jews are not welcome in France.
All right, so we will not see you at the quarterfinals Friday. Jack and I will be there.
And post Tony Parker, the French basketball pickings have been quite slim.
Pickings? What are you, pickings. In an apple field?
I mean, you're forgetting about Boris Diaw.
What are you, a harvest?
That's the same timing. After Boris Diaw and Tony Parker, name me one good Frenchman.
Jan Mahinmi.
Wow, he's amazing.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Strong.
Real cornerstone for any franchise.
The
Jan
Wizards have held on.
His name is fucking Ian. It's Ian.
It's Jan.
Ian Mahimi.
Shame on you. It's,
you know, this is your lack of European foundation that we just can't help you.
Dude, be cultured.
You're like one of those guys that says Giannis when it's Giannis.
Ian. Speaking of Ian, free agency.
Ian or Giannis. I don't know who you're going for at this point.
What do you want to do?
Seems like
it?
A helter skelter. I don't know who you are.
What are you going to do to my friend Ian? Well, bring Ian back.
Oh, my God. There are so many free agents that we need to talk about. We need to talk about Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard seemed like he was for sure going to the Clippers. Then he was for sure going to the Raptors. Now I'm hearing that he's taking a meeting with the Knicks. That could just be somebody from the Knicks spreading that rumor.
This might be your source that also said, what was it? I don't even know what that source said. It was something about Kevin Durant buying property. It's funny, there are a ton of free agents. Now I think it doesn't even matter. It is only – the only thing that's going to matter is where Kawhi goes. And if it's anywhere out of the six, I think it's a huge mistake. It doesn't make any sense to me why he would leave. He has a perfect setup. They can offer him a supermax of 5 years, 190. That's $190 million, folks, sitting at home. Count those zeros.
Is that Canadian?
That is American dollars converted to Canadian. It's probably $230, $240.
Oh, that's a lot of bucks.
The point is that there is no reason for him to leave. He'd have the same team. They'd be instant favorites to repeat. He could build a dynasty there.
He has a reason to leave. If he leaves and he wins the championship.
Of course he's got reasons to leave.
He's not building a dynasty with Kyle Lowry as the next best player.
You know what's funny? My next point
I'm
was going to be that if everyone counted them out, they're going to hit the Warriors,
I think
whatever,
they could build
forget
something.
About that. Everybody was so doubtful then. It's like, well, you know, even if they get through the Sixers and they get through the Bucks, you know, they're going to hit this wall, the Warriors. It's just not going to happen. Now, the only guys they're apparently going up against are LeBron and AD and whoever else they can fill with their $4 million worth of cap space. The Warriors don't have anybody besides Steph and Draymond, who are still pretty damn good, and Iguodala, and who knows what happens with Boogie.
Dude,
but in terms of threats,
leave Iguodala
threats,
alone. You
I can't.
Keep throwing him
I
into
can't
these,
leave
like,
him
alone. These
the point
tier-
is, they would be instant. He resigns, they will be instant favorites to win the title. And if not, you'll find me getting on a bus to the Meadowlands with a briefcase full of cash to bet on the Raptors to do it again.
Wherever he goes, they're instantly the odds on favorite to win the championship.
That's literally what my friend Victor just said.
He said that if he stays in Canada,
he'll have the best scenario.
I'm saying that no matter where he goes, they are favorites to win the championship, and that's why I think he should leave, because if he goes to the Clippers, I think they win the championship.
That's it. That's the only option.
Or if he goes to the Nets all of a sudden can just get everyone.
I thought he was taking meetings with the Nets.
Two words, fellas. If he goes to the Clippers, load management. That team can't rest him. You can't rest Kawhi Leonard like you can in the East. If he's in L.A. on the Clippers, you can't rest him like the Raptors can. His body will begin to break down. Well, he was so great because the Raptors were so, you know, able to just tend to the leg injury. Apparently, their training staff is like top of the line, as is everyone's. But they're able to rest him and still win games. I think they went 14-2 with him on the bench.
I mean, they weren't even the number one seed.
But the Clippers will then be like the 4 or the 5 seed if they have to rest Kawhi Leonard 20 games.
I'm not saying, of course it's.
And then they run into maybe the Nuggets in Denver.
They're not resting him 20 games. If we're going to get into these what ifs and when they rest players.
Kawhi rested 22
games doing this with everybody
this year.
So what? And they were still number two and they still had a better record than the Warriors.
I think if he stays in the East, he could rest. I think if he stays in Toronto, they're winning the East.
The East is better than the West.
It's not better, but it's better than the East.
It's better than it in recent years. And it is tough. And the Bucks would have been a tough. I don't know how the Bucks. Everyone likes to say, oh, if it was the Bucks against the Warriors would easily win.
By the way, the Bucks are also in a
I don't even know where people get off.
They got Brook Lopez that they got to resign. I think Malcolm Brogdon is a hot free agent.
There's no way they're letting him go.
I'd love for the Knicks. If the Knicks strike out, let's just get Malcolm Brogdon.
And then all our problems will be solved because we don't need Durant anymore.
And we don't need a shooter, shooting guard who can't shoot, but I like Brogdon.
Somehow the NBA has not given out awards for MVP, Rookie of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved Player, Coach of the Year, or anything when we are 2 weeks
removed,
thank you, from
the NBA
the finals. NBA Finals being over. And now I want to discuss who we think wins all of those awards.
Just
if to, that's okay with
just,
you guys.
Just to put that, like, just to paint that picture, these are regular season awards. The regular season typically ends April 15th. This is
2 months.
Late June.
Two and a quarter months.
And we still don't know who our MVP is. So just like Ben said.
But I do want to
What do we think?
I do want to keep it fair, though. These are regular season awards. We need to get out of our heads what happened in the playoffs. Vic, you start. Who is your MVP? Not why, just who is your MVP rapid fire of the regular season?
Regular season? Oh, God. I mean, this rapid, is so hard. Because
Rapid fire!
I want to do rapid fire.
I'm putting a gun to your head, Vic.
Rapid fire. Who's your MVP of the regular season?
I'll give it to Giannis.
Done. Shoot him. Jack.
Yeah. It should be Harden, but it will be Giannis.
I think it's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Sixth man of the year, which was actually just announced on our phone. Ooh. But Ben, don't even look at your phone. Who do you think? Sixth man of the year.
Sixth man of the year is Harrell from the Clippers. The Clippers are amazing.
At V-Web.
As much as I love Domantas Sabonis, I got to go with Lou Will, who's going to win it for the third time, just like Jamal Crawford did. Basically the same guy.
They're the same guy. The three.
And they both played on the Clippers.
They're the six men. I'm going Lou Williams as well.
Have two players ever been mentioned from the same team for six men?
By the way,
How do you do this? Is it a 6A and a 6B?
I thought about that. It actually doesn't make any sense. But we're just going to keep moving. Rookie of the year. Victor, who's your rookie of the year?
Ice Trey, baby. Trey Young. Kid's unbelievable. He's so freaking tiny and he drains it from every part of the court.
I want to kick you in the throat.
I still got love for Luka.
It's obviously Luka Doncic.
I also want to kick you in the throat because it's rapid fire.
Awesome.
You just say the name and you move on. It's 100% Luka Doncic. Trey Young, if you want to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome. You guys thought I was going to be mean to him. I'm not going to do
it. I mean, you're just ganging up on a short people. It's not nice.
Coach of the year, Coy.
Coy.
Ben.
Don't be coy.
Ben, go.
Coach of the year, Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse also, it's not even, he's not a finalist. This is an honorable mention, but this is the Schwitz, and we do things differently here. We're all on the N squared train.
I think you both are drinking too much Dew Wars. This is a regular season award. It's obviously Mike Budenholzer.
Most improved player, Vic.
We said this 3 weeks ago. We're ahead of these awards. We said Pascal Siakam.
Spicy P.
That's not mine. D'Angelo Russell is one of the most improved players from 1 year to the next that I've ever seen watching basketball.
Ben, you just started watching basketball in 2015.
The guy went from a complete dud.
Don't forget to count all those IU games he was watching.
The guy went from a complete dud to being a five-year max player this offseason. That's not Pascal Siakam. And I just
that could be
didn't
Pascal
go
Siakam.
With the rapid fire. We're still in rapid fire. Defensive player of the year, Vic.
It's got to be the stifled T, Rudy Gobert.
I knew you'd do that. I'm going Rudy G.
Me too, because who wins but Rudy Gobert? He's the only
tower.
Guy that deserves
also, he's going for back-to-back for the first time since Kawhi Leonard.
But also, if he doesn't win, he's going to cry.
He has nothing to play.
Can we talk about how Giannis and Paul George are both nominated for MVP, and Defensive Player of the Year? It's a hard selection.
Only guys to do it, Hakeem, the Dream, and MJ.
Love that.
As always, we're going to wrap things up here, episode 5, with DM time. We turned to the polls and we said, after a late night out of boozing, what food would you Postmates to the crib? First of all, I did not write this question. I do not use Postmates because who the fuck wants that fee? But what would I Seamless or Uber Eats? It's a great question. I'd probably order a pie pizza. And I would be asleep, and it would come, and they'd ring the bell, and I wouldn't answer, and they'd leave it outside, and I'd wake up sprightly at 11 a.m. the next morning and find my pie of pizza outside. Or like I've once done, I would accidentally order it to my parents' apartment, and I'd get 15 texts in the morning, Ben, did you order pizza in my apartment when you were drunk?
But that's a really good son because you just sent them breakfast.
Yeah.
That is so true. I'm so, so caring. Jack, what would your order be?
Well, you guys remember the incident I had where I decided to cook myself pasta, fell asleep, and had a fire in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer cook late at night. I see a lot of poutine. Shout out Canada, because poutine is delicious. But
what
I like to,
what the fuck is poutine?
It's like cheese fries with like gravy.
Never had poutine.
I like to stay away from.
Oh my goodness! It's just like how many things can you be left out on? Once again, it all comes back to Montreal.
That's Canada. But me with cheese fries late at night. I mean, you boys know.
Tossing some gravy.
Evacuate quick. I might do a little McDonald's. I might get like chicken tenders. Give me every sauce on the menu. And if you got a McFlurry there, extra dairy with M&Ms, I'll probably take that as well.
Vic, what about you?
I mean, everybody knows what I love, and apparently so do people in these DMs. We got at A Firms writing Joe's Pizza, but will fall asleep before it arrives. It sounds like a combo of me and Ben.
Vic, there's someone here who says I would pay money to eat pizza with V-Web late at night.
Who said that?
This is Julia Esposito.
Mm. Wow. Well, tell her she has my number. She can reach my secretary anytime she wants.
There's a Panda Express.
Oh, there's a couple
You're lying.
What a Elliot. Shout out. Panda Express.
Legend.
There's also a couple of high-class people. Spicy tuna crispy rice from Koi. What the fuck are you doing?
You're lying.
And then on top of that.
Who said that?
This is at Caribou One.
Caribou One, if you have the hookup for spicy tuna crispy rice at 4 in the morning.
Then share.
I need it.
Send us the promo code.
I need that.
Wait, I saw this fancy response.
Ooh.
It was definitely like some Persian. Oh, yeah. This is like a Persian Jew. Charcuterie plate with like cheese.
And don't forget that they'll fly you out on the
plate is cheese.
They'll take it on the first flight day a lot and make sure you have it fresh out of the sea.
You didn't stop in there? Charcuterie plate with cheese?
No, that's the what's
no,
the
No, he said crudité.
Oh, sorry. Crudité and charcuterie platter.
Sounds unbelievable, but not as good as Cara Bulu, who said spicy chicken tenders and curly fries.
How many Cara Bulus do we got?
In the box.
Ooh.
Have you ever been to Jack in the Box?
I have not, but someone here mentioned Whataburger. Great taquitos.
Jewel Pods.
Big fan.
Jewel
Pods. Jewel Pods.
Jewel Pods. I can't even pronounce it, but A-D-R-E-G-R-D-N. I think that means Andre Garden. I don't know what that is, but Jewel Pods.
Wow. Ooh. Great.
Ooh, your teeth must be great.
And then for some reason, someone wrote condoms. I mean, unless you got some Viagra and Gatorade on the way as well.
Shame on them.
You are in for some kind of night until the sun rises. You're just going to Pleasure Town.
What's wrong with munching on a couple of condoms at 4 in the morning? It's like gum.
Oh, those aren't for eating. You should read the box next time. The directions are very simple.
It's like gum. And that's our show, folks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I'm Ben at Boy With No Job.
I'm Vic at VWeb.
And I'm Jack at Jack Not John.
You can follow us at The Schvitz on Instagram. You can join our private Facebook group. We're called The Schvitzers.
By the way, that group is so lit.
Fucking lit. And you can follow us on Twitter. I still think we may have a Twitter at The Schvitz, but I'm not sure.
It's under maintenance.
That's on me. I'll get on it this week.